We're going to be starting a new series, inshallah, called The Conversations in the Quran. So we're going to, inshallah, go through all the conversations, whether the conversations were taking place between Allah and the Malaika, the people of Jannah, the people of Jahannam, and many other, inshallah. Today, we're going to take the very first conversation that takes place in the Quran, and that is the conversation that takes place between Allah and the angels. Now, before this conversation starts, if you read Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Baqarah begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about Iman and the three groups of people. The people who are believers, the people who are the munafiqun, and those who are the kuffar. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His creation. And at the end of that passage, Allah says something very interesting. He says, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ Allah says that you all were dead. There was nothing that did exist. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ Then Allah brought things alive. Things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought things to life. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ Then they will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question is, what is that one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave life to? Right after that, Allah mentions the creation of the human race. So you see that there's a connection here. The ulama, they state that why is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find in the Quran, so many different stories that Allah wanted to do something, He wanted to create something. Never would He ask others about what He wanted to do. Why is it that He went to the Malaika and He said that this is what I'm thinking to do? First of all, is that if anyone has this idea that Allah cannot do something without the consultation of the Malaika and without their input, then this is a blasphemous comment or even a blasphemous idea to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need anyone's approval. Allah does not need to make mashwara with anyone before He does something. But the ulama, they say something very interesting. And that is that the reason why perhaps Allah wanted this conversation to take place was because Allah wanted to show and Allah wanted the Malaika to understand that how valuable the human race is and how honorable they are. Because in all the stories of the Anbiya, who was the one that Allah would send to the Anbiya? It was the angels. So if the angels have a very negative perception about the human beings, or what they are and what they do, then they perhaps would impact their kind of work when they came to the human beings. Because they are the ones who are going to interact with the human beings. They're going to do things, carrying out the orders of Allah that are related to the human beings. Allah wanted to create a situation where they will get a demonstration that who are the human beings. And that is why this conversation took place. The conversation begins with Allah telling the Malaika, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَ I intend to create a khalifa. A khalifa means a generation, one that comes after another. Hence we call them خُلَفَاءُ الرَّاشِدِينَ One khalifa coming after another khalifa. Some ulama, they say that khalifa is in reference to progenies and generations. You have a generation. And as some people, they say that after every 40 years, there is a generational shift that takes place. So there are shifts that take place and there is a khalifa. There are, meaning that there are people who come after another, generations that come one after another. Likewise, another meaning of khalifa is a group of people that will establish the orders of Allah on the face of this earth. So Allah says, this is my intention. The malaika, they said, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِينَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ If the purpose is to serve Allah, then we're doing that. We are doing the tasbih of Allah. We are glorifying Allah. We're carrying out the orders of Allah. If this is the reality and this is the purpose, we're doing this. What is the need to create another creation? And what will this creation do? أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَفْسِكُ الدِّمَاءَ They are going to spread chaos on earth. They will commit bloodshed. And why and how do the Malaika know about this? Because the jinns were already on the face of this earth. And they were doing the same exact things. So the malaika are simply asking a question to Allah. They're not objecting to Allah, rather just asking a simple question that if the purpose is to carry out your orders and is your obedience, then what is the purpose behind this? To which Allah said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You don't understand or you don't know what I know. إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ, I know, مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, something that you are not aware of. Then Allah said, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He taught Adam alayhi salam the names of everything. Now the ulama, they say that when Allah says كُلَّهَا, it actually means كُلَّهَا, meaning that Allah taught the names and the names of everything to Adam alayhi salam. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then he presented Adam alayhi salam to the malaika, and then he says, أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. At that time, they said, Allah said to the angels, that tell me these names if you are truthful in your statement. Once again, they made a claim against a human being. So if you are truthful in your claim, tell me the names. They said, سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. We do not have knowledge except for what you have given us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلِمُ الْحَكِيمُ. And you are the one who is the most knowledgeable and the most wise. Knowledgeable in the sense that Allah gives knowledge to whoever He wants, and Hakim is that He is most wise in what decisions Allah makes. Then Allah says, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Give them the names of everything. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. When Adam alayhi salam mentioned all the names, they said, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah said to the malaika, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, did I not tell you, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. Did I not tell you that I have the knowledge of the unseen, and what I hide and what I expose, all of that it comes is in my knowledge. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. At that time, Allah gave the order to all the malaika to drop down in sujood to Adam alayhi salam. All the angels, they did, except for Iblis. Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. This is where the story ends in Surah Al-Baqarah. Now, after this, Allah does mention about Adam alayhi salam coming on the face of this earth. But I want to go back to the conversation, and there are some interesting points to understand here from this conversation. The very first thing is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being, it is mentioned in a hadith that Allah told the angels that I want you to scout the earth and I want you to bring clay in the colors, different colors, red, white, black, brown. Bring me all these different colors of clay. Not only that, but bring me clay that is soft. Bring me clay that is hard. Bring me clay that is, you know, not too hard, not too soft, right in the middle, that is a mediocre. And the ulama, they say that the reason why we today are human beings and we all are different in terms of our temperament is because of the clay that was brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like there is hard clay, there are people who have a very hard personality. Just like there is soft clay, there are people who have a very soft personality, and likewise. So this is the creation of the human race. The second thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the malaika, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Now think about this. The malaika are giving a simple logic. Are they true in their logic based on their understanding? Not Allah's understanding, based on their understanding, they're making a logical argument to Allah. Why would you want to do something if the purpose is to serve you? And Allah is saying, I know what you do not know. From this, the ulama, they say that something we can learn from this statement is that everything that happens in this dunya, no matter how logically we may have an argument, we may ask, Ya Allah, why is this happening to the people of Gaza? Why is this happening to the people of India? Why is there so much dhulm? There are people, and especially atheists, who bring this argument all the time. Why is there evil on earth, right? They bring this argument all the time. Once again, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah is telling, no matter how much you think you know, just like He's telling the angels, no matter how much you think you know, there are things that I'm aware of and you're not aware of. And this is where we have to put our trust in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another explanation given by the ulama, they say, is that this ayah of the Quran falls in line with the hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim. There's a hadith found in Sahih Muslim that the malaika, they have shifts and they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a hadith that says that the malaika, they came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah, knowing the full reality, He asked, how did you find, or how did you leave my slave? the angels, they are saying that we came to them in the morning time and they were praying salat. We left from them in the evening and they were still engaged in salat. To which the ulama, they say, this is the idea of إِنِّي أَعْلَوْ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows that within this ummah, there's prophets. Within this ummah, within this human race, there's going to be messengers. Within this human race, there are going to be people who care for others. There are people who look after others. There are people who are going to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everyone is going to be corrupt. Yes, the majority are corrupt. There's no question of that. The majority are corrupt, but there are still a handful of people who do worship Allah and who do carry out the orders of Allah. So when they leave the human being in the state of salat and they come to the human being in the state of salat, this is when Allah says, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Another interesting tafsir I found of this ayah is that Allah is telling the malaika, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Not in reference to the human being, though this is not a very popular opinion, but I found this opinion that Allah is in reference or is referencing to Shaytan here. Inni ala ma la ta'lamun. He's telling the malaika, you think that this jinn who is coming and staying with you and he is so pious and so forth, you think that he is so elevated? Inni ala ma la ta'lamun. I know something about him that you're not aware of. I know his flaws. Though you may want to elevate his strengths, but I know exactly who he is. This another interesting point here is, from this ayah, the ulama, they say, is that this is Allah's practical demonstration of telling them and teaching them something interesting. Because see, I shared this last week with you very briefly. There are many purposes for all these conversations in the Quran. Sometimes Allah wants to teach the malaika that he knows something that they are not aware of and the value of the human race. So when Allah is telling them this, he could have just said, I know more than you. Simple as that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them a practical demonstration that the reason why I'm saying this is that then he created Adam alayhi salam. So they say from this that this is a teaching technique. Whenever you share something with someone, try to give a practical demonstration so that people understand this. The last point I will share with you from these ayat are the value of knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salam a very prosperous rank. Why? Because of the ilm that Allah gave to Adam alayhi salam. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He knew more than the angels they did at that time. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah created this situation. But the ulama, they say, from this ayah, we understand that the human race has a very high rank because of the intellect that Allah has given them. When you compare insan to even jinns have physical energy. They are physically more powerful than the human being. There's no question about that. But when it comes to pure intellect, there's no doubt in the fact that human beings, the insan, in terms of intellect, they are superior than the jinn. When it comes to physicality, the jinn are superior. But in terms of intellect, the human being is superior. And this is why the very first revelation that came into this ummah was what? اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. There is such, and I talked about this one time in my khutbah, there is such a lack of intellect today in our own community. There is a lack of pushing our youngsters and pushing our youth to attain a higher education. Education is something that is very important. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rahman, what did he say? He says, Ar-Rahman, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. He taught the Qur'an. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. He gave him the ability to speak and so forth. Knowledge in itself is something that is very prestigious and very honorable. And here the ulama, they say, the fact that knowledge was that key criteria of showing Adam's superiority over the angels. And that is why we learn from this, that when it comes to knowledge, knowledge in itself is something that we all should attain. The last point, I promise when I say, inshallah, this is the last point, inshallah. If you really think about this, the angels, when they were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were created for one purpose. And that purpose is to carry out the orders of Allah. The haywan, the animals, on the other hand, they have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala But they have been created only with one thing in life, and that is desires. That's all they do, fulfill their desires. The human being, the reason why the human being has such a high rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the ahadith they mention, as long as one person is on the face of this earth saying, Allah, Allah, Allah will not bring this earth to an end. When that one person is gone, then Allah will remove this earth. When a person is surrounded by temptations and they're surrounded by obligations, that is why life is a test for the human being. This is why we will be given Jannah. This is why the jinns will be given Jannah, and no other creation will be given Jannah. Because see, Jannah comes at a price. You have to work hard for Jannah. When the human being, the reason why Allah cares about the human being is because that they are surrounded by temptations and obligations. And yet, despite all their temptations and the temptations in society, they still wake up at night. They still read Quran. They still are fasting. They're still doing the dhikr of Allah. They are surrounded by so much wrong, yet they always do the right thing. This is why Allah gives them Jannah in the hereafter. Why? Because they are proving the malaika wrong in one way. This is us proving Allah right. Imagine if someone's going to prove you right, you're going to feel very proud about them. Likewise, when we are doing these things, we are proving Allah's statement right when He says, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. So these are a few important things that we learn from this conversation, beautiful conversation that we find in the Quran, inshallah. Next week, we're going to go into the conversation between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam, and between them and Shaytan, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us tawfiq to benefit from these ayat. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.